All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Stan Grove. He's the president of the Riverton Mineral and Gem Society, and they're having their big show this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Before we talk about the show, Stan, would you kind of give us a background on who you are and what the Riverton Mineral and Gem Society does?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, Vince. I am the president of the Riverton Mineral Gem Society, which is not an honorific. It's just a name. It means I have to do all the work that I don't want to do and other people don't want to do. I'm also the show chairman for a show that is coming to Riverton first time in 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The state, the Wyoming State Mineral and Gem Society, has a show every year.
Gotcha.
But they move around from place to place, and last time we held it in Riverton was 2017. So we're all pretty pumped about it, and got a lot of vendors coming in.
Okay.
And, you know, the economy's bad, but interest in hobbies has never been higher, I think, because of the COVID nonsense that we had to emerge from. So
if you're not making sourdough, you're collecting stamps or minerals and gems, you got to find something to occupy that
time. I ran into a guy this morning who had never done woodworking in his life until COVID. Mm-hmm. And now he showed me his work. He's a master craftsman. He's cranking out high-level furniture. So yeah, COVID had some good effects.
Some good effects, yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, I think the hobby is strong. Vendor participation is very strong in this show.
Okay.
And there's a huge diversity of interests represented. So it's going to be an exciting thing.
Yeah. And once again, when is the show? Where? What? Because I know you said it was different times, Saturday or Friday, Saturday and Sunday, but each day has a different time.
Right.
Same location, though.
Right.
Correct?
So this week, just to make it clear, June 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
Friday, noon through 8 p.m. Saturday, 9 through 5. And Sunday, 10 through 3. So
okay.
Just 5 hours on Sunday.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then what else can people expect from the show?
All right. It's kind of hard to know what to call the show. Rock show, rock and gem show, gem and mineral show, lapidary arts show, jewelry and beads show. It's everything, right? I don't think there's any official name, but these things are very popular around Wyoming and the West in general, more so, I think, even than in the East. Typically, at ours, like at others, you're going to find everything from rocks and minerals for collectors to rough material that lapidary enthusiasts use to polish and make jewelry,
okay,
to finished jewelry, gems, beads. There's going to be demonstrations on skills, also presentations that are more educational in nature if you're into geology or mineralogy. There's going to be a field trip to a very popular locale out by Jeffrey City. That's on Sunday, but you would sign up during the preceding 2 days. And various demonstrations of lapidary equipment are on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of stuff can people expect to possibly learn if they go to this?
I would say the emphasis is on the hobby of fashioning rocks and minerals into some attractive shape, polishing, making jewelry, and so on. But by no means is the whole show devoted to
just that. Right.
In fact, I have relatively little interest in that myself. I'll be selling raw mineral specimens.
What's your main area of interest?
Things that look nice just as they come from nature.
Okay, gotcha.
Without going to a lot of work to polish them up.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be a heavy emphasis on Wyoming at many of the dealer booths, but there will also be out-of-staters from Washington State, Iowa, Montana, and others who will be bringing, you know, material from all over the world, really.
Okay. Well, that just, it sounds fun. I mean, that sounds like an awesome event. In terms of other stuff going on with the Riverton Mineral and Gem Society, do you guys have any other events going on? And do people need to purchase tickets for this event this weekend?
Yes. Attendees 13 and over will pay $2 a day to enter. 12 and under are free. You might want to consider joining the society for 9 months of the year. We meet once a month. And we host a lot of field trips during the summer. That's our strength. So that's why we don't have meetings. But monthly meetings with educational programs and just a lot of camaraderie and sharing various aspects of the hobby. I should point out also that at this show, excuse me, there are door prizes for everyone who's bought a ticket to come in. I mean, everyone can compete for the door prizes.
Gotcha.
There's also raffles, auctions every hour on the hour.
Nice.
And various kids games where you can get a chance to win things.
Yeah. Like
spinning a wheel or sifting through a sandbox or that sort of thing.
Oh, stuff so there's for something the whole
for every age. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, with those tickets, should people just buy at the door? Can they get them in advance anyway?
Nope, only at the door.
Okay.
And with the ticket comes, as I say, your chance to get a door prize. You're also handed another ticket, which you can use. We would recommend and urge you to use to vote for your favorite one of the displays, because there are competitive displays as well as people's choice displays of mostly Wyoming material.
Okay.
On hand there. Yeah. The raffle items are particularly nice this year. We have, I think we've put together five different items in the $100 to $200 price range that for a dollar a ticket, you know, it's well worth trying your luck.
Yeah, exactly. And the tickets just to get into the place are cheap. You can buy them at the door. And once again, that'll be happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And what were those times again?
Yes. Friday, we don't open until noon because the dealers need time to set up. So noon to 8. Saturday, 9 to 5. And Sunday, 10 to 3.
In that location one more time as well?
Oh, we might not have said that.
I'm thinking back on it. I say one more time. I'm like, did we ever actually say the place?
Fairgrounds, at the fairgrounds in Riverton, the main building on the left there. You'll see the banner there on the fairgrounds, and also I have a big banner set up on the main and federal. And
where all the rocks are. That's where you need to go. That's the place you're looking for.
Yes. Yes, I can pretty much guarantee it's going to be well worth it for the family.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like an awesome event.
It remains one of the most popular hobbies in America today, and I think in recent years it's gathered new appeal. It doesn't have to cost you much money.
Right, especially when you take into consideration the hounding aspect of it, going out and searching for it and getting outside. Oh, it's the best. Stan, thanks so much for stopping by today. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the community about the society or about the event?
As regards the society, there'll be sign-up sheets if you want to become a member right then and there. You know, hit the ground running. You'll be able to access our website where you'll see the field trip schedule. We have field trips running the rest of the summer just about every weekend.
What's that website?
You would ask me that. RivertonMGS.com.
Okay.
So Riverton spelled out, but then followed by MGS for Mineral and Gem Society.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's all. I mean, yeah, get involved, go to the show, sign up for the society, bring the whole family along. It sounds like it's going to be a great day.
I think so.
All right, we're going to go and wrap things up here for today. We'll be back with more Coffee Time after a quick word from our sponsor.